When you use antibacterial soap, there's a good chance there's an ingredient called triclosan in it. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. Triclosan is in all kinds of consumer products. It's added to things like body washes, some toothpastes, and dishwashing soap. You can find it listed as an ingredient on the label for many of those products. But the Food and Drug Administration says there's no evidence that using soap with triclosan in your home or office is any better at keeping you from getting sick than regular soap and water. The FDA says triclosan is not known to be hazardous to humans, but the agency is reevaluating the safety of triclosan in light of animal studies showing the chemical alters hormone regulation, and also because of studies suggesting that triclosan contributes to making bacteria resistant to antibiotics. A new study in the journal Environmental Science and Technology finds triclosan is showing up in freshwater lakes, including Lake Superior. Bill Arnold is a professor of civil engineering at the University of Minnesota and an author of the study, and he joins me now. Professor Arnold, you and your team took core samples from the sediment of 8 lakes of different sizes in Minnesota. What did you find?
We found that in all the lakes, there's triclosan in the sediment, and in general, the concentration increased as you go from when triclosan was invented in 1964 to present day. And we also found that there are 7 other compounds that are derivatives or degradation products of triclosan that are also in the sediment and also increasing in concentration with time.
How are these compounds getting into the lakes?
So triclosan goes through the wastewater treatment system, and the wastewater treatment plant actually does a pretty darn good job of removing it. 90 to 95% of it is taken out, but we use so much triclosan that the rest of it gets through. And 3 of the compounds we found are chlorinated triclosan derivatives. And they're formed in the last step of wastewater treatment when the wastewater is disinfected before it's discharged, and the disinfectant is chlorine. And so that creates these 3 new compounds. And then triclosan and these 3 new compounds, when they're exposed to sunlight, each of them undergoes a reaction that forms a dioxin. And so that's where the other 4 compounds come from.
Are these at levels that could be of concern?
The triclosan appears to be approaching levels that could be of concern because it's known to be toxic to algae. And so we didn't look at the levels in the water, but in the sediments. And in some cases, they're rather high in the sediments. For the other 6 compounds, we're not sure because the toxicity of them really hasn't been studied.
The trade group for the cleaning products industry continues to maintain the safety of triclosan. But at the same time, both the FDA and the Environmental Protection Agency are reevaluating the safety of triclosan. At this point, from your perspective, what's the bottom line here for consumers?
I think because this is a case where consumers can certainly put pressure on the market. So if consumers look at their products and don't buy things with triclosan in it, they're making their voice heard. Or they can also talk to the retailers or the manufacturers and tell them that they don't want this product if that's the choice they make and they don't like the fact that it's going beyond their sink and into the environment.
Do you think that we know enough yet to evaluate whether it's hazardous, I mean, either to human health or to other organisms?
I don't think we know quite enough yet. The toxicologists need to get involved and look at the full suite of compounds that are formed. And then the human health people have to do their thing as well. And I'm not qualified to do either of those. That said, Canada has decided they've got enough information. And last year they decided deemed it toxic to the environment.
Bill Arnold is a professor of civil engineering at the University of Minnesota. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.